Microsoft, middle-aged blues. The software giant is grappling with a midlife crisis.
Compared with IBM, Microsoft is a mere stripling. Founded in 1975, it rose swiftly to dominate the world of personal computing with its Windows operating system and Office suite of word processing and other productivity tools. But the company is now showing some worrying signs of middle-age fatigue. In particular, it is struggling to find a growth strategy that will infuse disgruntled shareholders. Grumbles are understandable. Since Steve Ballmer took over from Bill Gates as chief executive in 2000, Microsoft's share price has languished and the company has lost its reputation as a tech trendsetter. It has been left behind in hot areas such as search and social networking by younger companies, some of which love to thumb their noses at their older rival. Eric Schmidt, the executive chairman of Google, recently proclaimed that leadership in the tech world had passed from Microsoft and others to a gang of four fast-growing, consumer-oriented businesses, Google, Apple, Amazon, and Facebook. Few would quibble with that. The question is, what, if anything, can Microsoft do to change it? In at least some respects, the company appears to be suffering from similar ailments to those that laid IBM low before Lou Gerstner was hired in 1993 to get it back on its feet. These include arrogance bred of dominance of a particular area, mainframe computers at IBM, personal computers at Microsoft, and internal fiefs that hamper swift change. For instance, the division that champions cloud computing must deal with one that is the cheerleader for Windows, which is likely to want computing to stay on desktops for as long as possible to maximize its own revenues. As IBM's experience shows, rejuvenation in the tech world is possible, and some observers see encouraging glimmers of progress at Microsoft. Sarah Rotman Epps of Forrester, a research firm, reckons that Windows 8, a forthcoming version of Microsoft's operating system, could be a serious competitor to Google's Android on tablet computers if the company can get it to market next year. Microsoft is also in far better shape financially than IBM was at its nadir, so it can afford to splash out on acquisitions, such as its recent $8.5 billion purchase of Skype, an internet phone and video calling service. That bet and an alliance with Nokia in mobile phones, putting the phone version of Windows into the big but troubled Finnish firm's devices, show that Microsoft is trying to bulk up in promising areas. Yet skeptics worry that such initiatives are not the product of an overarching strategic vision, but are instead tactical moves designed to placate critics who fear Microsoft is drifting downwards. David Einhorn, a prominent hedge fund manager whose fund holds shares in Microsoft, has publicly called for a change at the top of the firm, arguing that Mr. Ballmer is stuck in the past. So far, the company's board, chaired by Mr. Gates, has backed its chief executive. But if IBM's history is a guide, Microsoft may yet end up jettisoning its leader.